партия всегда неукоснительно придерживалась и придерживается обязательств по договору о всеобъемлющем запрещении ядерных испытаний и планов отойти от этих обязательств у нас нет. Вместе с тем, действительно, еще в послании Федеральному собранию в 2023 году мною было сказано, что в случае, если Соединенные Штаты либо другие государства, участники соответствующего договора, проведут такие испытания, то и Россия тоже должна будет соответствующим образом предпринять адекватные ответные действия.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Daniel L. Davis is a military expert. He's now joining us live from Starling, Virginia. Good to see you, Colonel Davis. Several things to discuss, but let's summarize all of them. Winter is here. Putin's blitz of nuclear weapons tests. And in fact, the Russian president now says he will resume nuclear tests if America does so. There is the militarization of Iceland, and then there is a fear of Putin expanding his war efforts, confusion over Trump's nuclear test, and how that rattled Russia. What's the messaging here this time?
Yeah, you know, I don't see Russia being rattled at all. In fact, I see Russia being in the dominant position on the tactical battlefield, on the strategic battlefield, and everybody else is responding. And even this issue here about the nuclear weapons, you have to understand that this particular round was initiated when Russia tested the platform of their Poseidon submarine or underwater missile, and then their Burevestnik new, basically kind of a Tomahawk-like cruise missile that has nuclear propulsion. They tested the platforms, not the nuclear weapons. And then President Trump, in response to that, said, well, I'm going to test nuclear weapons. And he was asked to clarify, do you mean nuclear platforms like the Russians, or do you mean nuclear weapons? And so far, he's been unwilling to clarify exactly what he meant. And so now we see that reaction that Russia is saying, if you test a nuclear weapon, so will we. And listen, that's moving us in directions that nobody needs to go. This doesn't help Ukraine. This doesn't help the West. It doesn't make Russia any less likely to do anything. This will only stir the pot further if the United States does this nuclear testing. And I hope that President Trump did never mean that, and certainly that it wouldn't happen. And if it doesn't, there's every reason to believe that Russia will not, because as your package there just pointed out, Russia, the Russian Federation, since the demise of the Soviet Union, has never tested a nuclear weapon, and there's no reason to think they will now, unless it's in retaliation to us. But also, as you pointed out here and in your previous package, the tactical battlefield at both the front line and in the operational space is expanding and accelerating in Russia's favor, and at the best that everything can be done on the Ukraine side with all the Western support is just a trickle in comparison. And this is ultimately, and everybody needs to understand this, a war of attrition at every level, and Russia has all the capacity in material and manpower to win this war. And the longer we keep going, the greater the chances that Ukraine will lose.
Let's talk about Ukraine then. The United Kingdom has sent more Shadow cruise missiles to Ukraine. Has the cessation calls to the war been placed at the back burner now, given that the ramping up of missiles to Ukraine and Russia vying to revenge? This is a back and forth kind of situation.
Well, you know, and let's look at that. So UK has sent some number of Storm Shadow missiles. Nobody knows for sure how many, but the number is almost certainly going to be small. You just talked about in the last month, there were 200 some odd Russian missiles that were fired, in addition to the 5,000 plus or FAB bombs, and in addition to all of the multiple launch rocket systems that they fire, or the thousands of the long-range drones, the Garand-2s, etc. All of that still doesn't knock Ukraine out of the war. So why does anyone think that a handful of Storm Shadow missiles is going to knock Russia, the much, much larger Russia, out of the war and drive them to the peace table, when profoundly more on the Ukraine side has not driven them to accept peace negotiations on Moscow's term? All this does is just continue to make Russia ramp up what they're doing, increasing the firepower that falls on the Ukraine side. And what we're doing, I'm sorry, it just makes no military sense at all. And I believe hastens the day that Ukraine loses the war. It will not lead to peace.
All right, like I mentioned, winter is here. Let's just try and dissect what Putin did say. I'll read his statement verbatim. I am instructing the Foreign Ministry, the Ministry of Defense, the Special Services, the relevant civilian agencies to do everything necessary to collect additional information on this issue, analyze it within the framework of the Security Council, and make agreed proposals on the possible start of work on the preparations for nuclear weapons testing. What is he trying to say?
He's trying to say, listen, United States, if President Trump means that he's going to test nuclear weapons and not just the platforms that carry nuclear weapons, then he is flat out saying Russia will do the same. It will be a tit for tat. And Russia is famous for this, for really for many, many decades, that they do this tit for tat stuff. I don't think that the Russians want to escalate things because that's not in their advantage to do so, but they are very clearly not going to be cowed by this. And if anybody on the West thinks that the threat of nuclear testing will cause Russia to back down, they're going to get the exact opposite. So I certainly hope that that's not what the intent is in the West.
Colonel Davis, it's good to see you. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.